And thank you very much for keeping the time. Now, let me introduce the next two presenters, Dr. Ramin Asghari and Dr. Lani Smith. Dr. Asghari is faculty at the Department of Community and Preventive Medicine and Center for Global Health at Mount Sinai School of Medicine. And Dr. Smith is a Global Health Advisor at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine and Montefiore Medical Center in resident programs of primary care and social medicine.
Thank you, everyone, for coming to this session. I'm going to talk about a training model that we created for resident in social and primary care residency for the last 4 years. And this training program basically provide the skills and knowledge for the doctors when they go abroad and work in a poor resource setting, so they have the skills that they need to. It actually came out of the need that a bunch of faculty at Montefiore Medical Center, Department of Social Medicine, and the experience that we had, myself and Lani, we worked overseas in a many poor resource setting, and we really didn't have the training that we thought we should have to be prepared, so we basically put together this training model. I'm going to talk about the curriculum that we developed. So for you guys, the objective really is we're going to discuss the component of this teaching program and the fact that there is not enough training for the physician who are supposed to go and work abroad in any kind of context, either it's going to be a government organization or non-governmental relief organization, community work, research, anything. So obviously, everybody knows that, you know, world is not that big anymore, and people really move around, and you're going to come across a lot of pathologies and another health system that you are not necessarily trained for. And there are a lot of challenges that physicians are facing if they're going to work in those kind of settings. As I said, we started this program in 2005, and basically we put together a group of lectures, around 50 lectures, and we made a one-month intensive course that residents take as elective. And the residents are junior doctors who are doing their training as a postgraduate, for some of you who you don't know. And so they come, they elect this course, and they come and take it. And we bring lecturers from basically non-governmental organizations that they provide relief work, such as Doctors Without Borders, International Rescue Committee, Médecins du Monde, and we also bring faculty from the School of Public Health that they do research program or they do develop program in a poor resource setting, as well as researchers that they from the universities that they actually run research in tropical diseases and neglected diseases. Lani, if you want to talk about the participants, who are they?
So how many people here have worked in a place other than the country where you were born? That's everybody, so I'm not even sure what we need to talk about. You know, what? Besides Montefiore Medical Center and Albert Einstein College of Medicine, I've also worked with a group called Doctors for Global Health, which is part of the International People's Health Movement. And people in the People's Health Movement, which is based in Cairo, have asked me specifically when people are going as part of their training or as volunteers to do work in other cultures and other places, don't have them come and practice on us something that they've never even thought about or been taught. And that's just unfortunately, regrettably, happened only too often in medical and even residency programs, where students and residents go who haven't had any training. And specifically, Doctors for Global Health set up a program in Uganda where most of our residents go, and we decided it would be very important for our residents to have some training in global health, and so we set up this course. In order to keep ourselves honest, it turns out that one of the residents that went through the course is sitting right there. Homer, could you lift up your hand, please? So I'll ask you to have a discreet conversation with him afterwards to see if this is for real. So the second and third year residents in primary care, it's offered before they go to work for Africa or Central America or anywhere else, and some of them plan on working in humanitarian groups. Several of our residents are working with MSF and other groups. Within the fundamentals of what we teach are refugee health, including food and famine, complex humanitarian emergencies. I particularly like the acronym for that, CHE. Child health and mortality, reproductive health, community-based approaches, global pandemics, how to collect data and analyze it, and water and sanitation, but also the socio and political. So looking at the challenges in the non-industrialized world, organizations that work internationally, health and human rights, and the complex interaction, sexuality and rights, and the challenges for immigrants. We work as primary care physicians in the Montefiore program within the South Bronx. And so most of our patients are people who either they or people in one or two generations were born outside of the United States, or at least outside of New York. Some of them came up from down south. So a lot of the people that, a lot of what we're training is actually applicable in our daily work. And the clinical is an interactive case-based discussion with lectures in tropical and also neglected diseases to cover the major causes of mortality and morbidity. And there are also some clinical laboratory sessions in terms of performing the simple tests. And I apologize because I'm able to be two places at once, so I have to leave.
Excellent. So as you can see from the major theme is that obviously as a clinician, when you ended up working in a totally different setting in terms of the pathologies, then you're going to face really lack of knowledge and the skills to diagnose them, to treat them, to manage them. But also, most of the places that we ended up seeing this kind of pathologies, the public health aspect of medicine is such an important part, and the physicians really don't have training. They don't, most of the time, they don't even think that it's something that they have to have until the time they actually ended up being in those settings, as well as really understanding the socio-political context of issues that they're facing. And so we tried to put together all of those. I mean, obviously, we wanted them, all of them, to have some kind of a public health degree. Most of them actually end up doing it afterward. So this is basically an introduction into these topics, and this is much bigger than a one-month course. In general, we also provide them milestone and papers and articles regarding a specific topic, so they read those articles, and then they come to the lectures. And we also have the journal, Global Health Journal Club, so we kind of pair them, and they read different controversial topics, and they come with a presentation 15 and 20 minutes, and they discuss within the team. And those, again, are around these themes. So we ran this course for 4 years now. This year was the fourth year. And we basically surveyed last 3 years, and then we just wanted to know what they think. In terms of the majority of our resident, again, these are in the second year and third years, they responded that their knowledge and understanding of the presented topics improved more than 75% from their baseline. But I have to tell you that generally the residency program that we have, which is primary care and social medicine, people really come with significant experience working with underserved population or even abroad. So they are not the usual internal medicine resident you may see. And despite the fact they really thought that their baseline knowledge and the skills really changed that much. And also they found it really useful and in terms of diversity of the topics that was covered. And overall, they rated the course as excellent. What we really learn, again, despite the fact that a lot of them really come with a good knowledge, some of them, they have already public health degrees, around 20% of them, they come with an MPH to the program. They really thought that it really shows that there's a lot for them to learn. So there are a lot of things, a lot of topics that they really didn't know that much about it, and they learn here. And the fact that having this kind of the teaching program for a resident who plan to work or doctors who plan to work abroad, this is something very useful. So they help them to be ready for the challenges. Some of our residents, they ended up working with an international organization, and some of them working for the underserved population in the United States. Majority of them, they go and spend time in our program overseas. And again, one of them is actually here. So I remember that actually Homer said, one of the topics that we talked about, how to deal with the measles epidemic. And so you really go, and during this class you learn what is measles, because you really don't see it here, and then how to really define the strategy and how to respond to this epidemic. And I remember that Homer, after this course, ended up seeing a measles and saw all of the patients in the hospital, a small little hospital. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.